prayers are for those not able to be here and working and sick and all them things, traveling. Pray that God keep his hand upon them. I'm looking for revival. Amen. I'm looking for, amen, us to fill this church up and build another church. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 weeks from today will be our building dedication. Sunday morning it'll be Bishop Holmes preaching. And Sunday night it'll be Pastor Nathan Holmes preaching. And then Monday night it'll be Bishop Larry Booker preaching. So it's going to be a great time in the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're going to thank the Lord for all that he's done. God has brought us so far. Amen. And I don't want us to change from what brought us this far. I can tell you it wasn't sophisticated anything. It was a lot of people praying, a lot of sincerity, humble people wanting a move of God. They bound together in faith and prayer. And we've just seen an enormous revival, and God's not finished yet. My prayer, even to this day, God, bring people from all the dead places that are hurting, that are starving to death. Bring them to the house of prayer. They can be touched and changed forever. Amen. Praise God. Got your Bible, Luke, the 10th chapter, real quickly. Amen. Thank God for this wonderful Christian school. They'll be down there learning in the morning, bright and early, 8:30. I love being able to pray with these kids. Such a joy in my life to watch them come out of their shell. Amen. They make me feel bad sometimes. They pray so wild. Amen. Y'all may not like it, but we're raising up a culture of people. They're going to have a church. I promise you. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Luke 10 and 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means, everybody say, hurt you. Now, what would we be worried about if our Bible said nothing could hurt you? Now, I would be worried if I wasn't full of the Holy Ghost and baptized in Jesus' name and wasn't living the life. Amen. Wasn't praying every day and searching my heart. But when you're doing what you know to do, my Lord, nothing can hurt you. You ought to sleep like a baby at night. You ought to be Mr. Smiley on your job. Amen. But he said, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Hallelujah. I want to preach. We got a reason to rejoice. Hallelujah, set your Bibles down and let's love Jesus. Come on, shout out to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord one more time. God has been good to us. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. I want to preach about a reason to rejoice. Amen. Or we have a reason. I think I told them a reason. Amen. Thank the Lord for the people that do all the graphics. And amen. They work hard. They work after hours. I'm texting them titles and scriptures. And then I'm texting them back. No, not like that. Change that. No, not that one. Do it again. Well, let's just do words. Amen. So they got a hard job trying to figure out what I'm going to preach sometimes. I appreciate these musicians and singers and ushers, prayer warriors, people that give of your tithes and offering, people that pray. You know what? I came down here last Tuesday and I thought, my Lord, it's trash day. I got to make sure we get out the trash because we're here. We ain't got everything organized. We don't know who takes out the trash yet. So we pulled up and I said, well, where's the trash cans? Amen. And some angel, or maybe two or maybe four, I don't know, had carried the trash cans all the way down to the road. Whoever they are, God bless them. Amen. It takes a lot of people to make a church work, and I appreciate everything that everybody does. I believe God's given us the best church, best group of people. Amen. But he has a word, a scripture that said, unto whom much is given, much is required. Amen. Let's make it work. What do you say? Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. To make things work, you got to learn how to work with other people. It's kind of different when we had four people. You didn't have to get along with anybody. There was a job you could do all by yourself, maybe two or three. Amen. But as you grow, you got to learn how to mesh, get along, and how to, praise God, not get all offended. Amen. Praise God. When somebody cleans the toilet, you always cleaned. Amen. Amen. You ought to be happy. There's people wanting to help. Amen. My pastor told me you need to rotate every position in that church. And I thought, well, I'm part of the fivefold ministry. I get rotated every now and then too. So I guess what's good for the goose is good for all the geese, I guess. Amen. Amen. So don't get mad when I do what my pastor tells me to do. Don't get all offended at me and quit church because I took your whatever. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, this is good preaching. I know it's good when it gets real quiet. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all want me to obey my pastor, don't you? Y'all know I got a pastor, and I do what he tells me to do, even if I don't understand or agree or whatever. I just do it. You know why? Because I've been blessed every time I did what he said to do. Hallelujah. So I could preach, you need to do what your pastor says, whether you understand it or not. If it's something that's biblical, if it's immoral, then obviously you wouldn't follow somebody that wasn't following Christ. But if he's following Christ, you have a biblical mandate to follow him and what he does. God, there can't be 200 pastors. There can't be, well, I feel like we ought to. Imagine 200 people with all their feelings. We wouldn't get nothing done. We'd have still been scratching dirt out there trying to figure out what dimensions to build the church. Amen. But that's why God gives you a pastor. And that's why a pastor delegates back a lot of stuff. Hallelujah. My wife's not good at delegating, but I'm good at it. Amen. I've always been good at it. Praise the Lord. I wish I'd had 12 kids. I only had three. Amen. Thank the Lord. I'm about to preach to you. What I'm doing, I'm setting you up, giving you a chance to get your lungs, body back full of oxygen. Takes a minute, a lot of breaths for your heart to carry all that blood back to all them cells before we start shouting. I'm so happy Sister Betty, our 91-year-old, is here tonight on Sunday night. Recovered from a broken leg. Amen. Praise God. If a 91-year-old recovering from a broken leg at church, we're all out of excuses. I said, we're all out of excuses. Hallelujah. Get to church.
Oh, I'm not talking. I'm talking.
Y'all get to church. Whoever's on that camera, I'll look when I get home. That's what I do when I get home. I go through the attendance list and I scroll and I say, where were they at? Why did they not tell me? Where did they go? Some people feel obligated to tell Instagram what they're doing. They don't even tell their pastor what they're doing. Praise God. Well, that ain't what I'm preaching about. I'm just rambling for a while. Amen. God's good to us. We got a reason to rejoice. The Bible said in 10 and 1, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Amen. Praise God. Jesus specifically sent people to the places he already knew that he was going to go to. Now, I want you to let this sink in for a minute. If you want to up your outreach, how to win souls, you need to learn how to incorporate a little prayer into it. Amen. God sent the 70 out to places where he intended to go. Some people think you can just go start a church wherever you want to start a church, and because you're Holy Ghost, Acts 2:38, it's just you're going to take dominion and control the atmosphere, and they say a whole lot of things. But let me tell you how Jesus did it. He knew where he was going to go, and he didn't send people to the places he wasn't going to go. Oh, I feel Jesus backing me up. Jesus sent people to places where his plan was to show up when they showed up. You're talking about revival. Hey, man, when you start showing up where God shows up. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to be where Jesus is. Somebody had asked me, a friend of mine from California, I was at the wedding of our newlyweds, Michele and Felipe, and I was talking to a man out there, and he had a burden for a city, and he said, I want you to tell me what you think. He said, do you believe if you just feel something, you could go to a city, and because you are because you are apostolic, you've got the gospel, do you believe that the church would work? Or do you definitely believe that God has to specifically tell you and confirm to you that he wants you there? I said, well, I believe God has to tell you. I don't believe you just make up your mind. I'm going to go evangelize, or I'm going to go start a church, or I'm going to go, I'll say this, go start a work at a prison or anything. I think God needs to be right up in the middle of it. And so I told this man, I said, I would make sure it was God pushing me. I would make God confirm it that that's what he wanted. And one of the big reasons, first of all, you need God. But the second reason is when you get there and you're fighting devils and hell comes against you and you're doing everything you know to do right and it feels like you ain't making no progress at all, you need to know in your spirit that it was God that put me here. I said, if you know in your mind it was God, you'll be able to survive the storm. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. And when I was reading this afternoon, I've read this scripture. I've had to read it many times because I've read the New Testament many times. But I never really comprehended this to where he said that he sent men to the cities where he planned to go. So I text that guy this afternoon. Amen. I told him, boy, I got some more for you. Hallelujah. If you know it's God, there's not a devil in hell that can stop when Jesus shows up. When you're under a burden and you're in the perfect will of God, you start doing God's work. I don't care if it's a home Bible study. I don't care if you're in a retirement home, preaching at a church, preaching on the street. I don't care what you're doing for God. If you know it's God and God's been pushing you, trust me, God will show up when you show up. And when you show up with a burden and God shows up with a power, it's going to work, my friend. There'll not be a man that can stand before somebody who's operating under the perfect will of God. Amen. Praise God. Well, that ain't what I come to preach about. That's just what I come to say. Hallelujah. That's good stuff. Amen. I love being in the will of God. You know the Bible said God sets the members of the church. Just like God sets a pastor, God sets members. And when you realize I'm not here because I decided I wanted to live in Hot Springs. I'm not here because I wanted to go to a church that had painted white bricks. I'm here because God sent me here. And if you'll get that in your mind, God sent me here. When the devil comes against you and says you don't belong and you don't fit in and you ain't like them people got it all together. Devil, you're a liar. And the truth is not in him. Amen. God sets people in the church. And if God sets you in the church, God will show up when you get here. And God will fight your battles. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible said in Luke, the 10th chapter and the 17th verse, what I read, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Amen. Ain't that amazing that there's only one name? Amen. And he said unto them, talking about Jesus said to his disciples, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. What he was saying is, amen, I watched, amen, the day that there was war in heaven. You're bragging about a devil getting cast out. Amen. I was there. I'm the one that made the commandment. I watched as that low-down Lucifer, like a bolt of lightning, got kicked out of heaven. Amen. You're bragging over somebody breaking free from alcohol. I threw the one out of heaven that controlled all of them. Amen. Well, hallelujah. When you get the Holy Ghost, you get Jesus Christ in you. You got power, my friend. You got that same power in you that cast Lucifer out of heaven. And if you want him out of your house, and if you want him out of your marriage, you want him out of your finances, out of your health, you can say, you lying devil, by the authority of the name of Jesus, get your hands off my children. Get your hand out of my life. Get your... He told my son, I rebuke every spirit of infirmity that would come against people. Greater is he that is in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, I seen it when he got cast out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Basically, I'm glad you finally figured out that you've got power over the devil. Amen. That's a pretty good day. I said, that's a pretty good day when you figure out the devil can't make you do anything. When you figure out the devil can't harm you, because God's got a hedge around his people. That's a pretty good day. When you quit having nightmares that something bad's going to happen to you. That's a pretty good day when you realize
And then his hand. But Jesus said, don't even rejoice about that. What he was saying is, that's not even the good part. Tell you, when you're in God's will, miracles are going to happen. When you're in God's will, you're doing what he said, great things are going to happen. But I want you to understand that Jesus, his priority in the ministry of his people was not signs and wonders.
That's right.
It may take me a minute to get through this. I love miracles. I pray for miracles. I experience miracles. I see miracles. That's not the priority of the church. That's not the best part. That's not the part that God is like, whoo, we had good church. Somebody's hangnail got healed. Thank the Lord for every time God's healed you. I've watched things that look like they were going the wrong way and God flipped them back. I've seen them. I stood there in the hospital with Sister Shirley Moody. When they tried every antibiotic there was and it didn't work, she was going septic and it was... Brother Moody said, they've tried everything. He was like out of his mind. I don't know what's going to happen. I said, well, I'll tell you what will happen. If we start praying, God, if it be God's will, she'll get up out of this bed in a few days and she'll be back at church, back at home. We prayed, and a few days later, she got up out of that bed and went back home and come back to church. And hallelujah. Well, I feel Jesus in this. I've seen so many miracles. I've seen Brother Billy when they said that he had 5 major health issues, organs shutting down, all kinds of things going wrong. Basically, find you a burial plot. And I thought, no, I'm not ready for that yet. I'm going to pray. And I got enough faith that God loves me. You got to believe God loves you, first of all. You got to believe he cares about you and your prayers and what you want and your desires and your needs. I thought, I'm going to pray and God's going to turn this around. If we were in our 80s, we could... go see Jesus, I guess. I don't know, or 90s or hundreds. Praise God. But not 50s. I don't believe in that. We prayed. There he is. I don't know how it all happens. I don't know how any of it happens. Other than you start praying, you say, God, I ain't ready for this. Hallelujah. Sister Monks was in the hospital. Looked like she was about to die. I mean, it was going bad. Family all having meetings, everybody. And just, it was terrible. Doctors didn't know what to do. We can't get her potassium right and can't do this. And it looks like her heart's messed up and blah and on and on. And boy, you forget HIPAA if you come to this church. I tell it all. Amen. Please forgive me. Amen. But it looked like it was going south. I got in my truck. It was a Saturday night, and I lived in Little Rock at the time. And I was driving over the river, and I seen a covey of quail that didn't exist. And it come up out of the river and flew over my truck. Just like God brought quail out of the river, out of the sea. And God said, I'll heal her. Just like I brought quail out of the sea. You won't know where it came from. You won't know how it happened, but I'll get the glory. Guess what? God did it. Over and over and over and over again, God did it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've seen so many miracles. If I got started, it would be here all night. Amen. I love to see people get healed. Thank you. Sister Borner had a heart monitor. Please forgive me. I just, Maybe I'm just bragging on Jesus right now. She came down front of the old building. Amen. They didn't know what was going on. They couldn't figure it out. I prayed for her. She said, I felt something. I'm fixing to mail this heart monitor back to them tomorrow. She mailed it back to them. No problems. It's just been over and over and over and over again. God's done miracles, signs and wonders. I've seen people get delivered in spectacular ways. I've seen people that were so bound by perversion, so bound by the things of the world that they were literally controlled by it. Amen. But when the church gathered around and began to pray, I watched as one by one, every unclean spirit that had them bound had to let go. And another would let go. And another would let go. And another would let go. And we say, come out in the name of Jesus. And another would come out. And another would come out. And it wasn't very long. They would be shouting and speaking in tongues. I've seen miracles. I've seen miracles. Seen Brother Jason, Esther in the children's hospital. So sickly looking. Amen. Looked like he was about to die, coughing up cups full of blood. Amen. They say he's only got half of a heart. And it's on the wrong side and all kind of problems. He should have been dead a long time ago. But something happens when a man makes up his mind. I'm not going to live for the world. I don't know how much life I got, but I'm going to give it all to Jesus. Amen. When it looks like you're at the end of the rope, when people start giving it to Jesus, things start changing. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, the Bible said the fountain dried up. I watched as the fountain of blood that he was spitting up and throwing up, it began to dry up. Amen. Whatever God did, I don't know what he did, but he did something. And whatever he did, it caused him to get up out of that bed and come to the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've seen so many miracles. People have strokes and it looks like it's going to go the other way, but the church start praying. I've seen so many negative doctor's reports. In my 11 years in Hot Springs, I've seen reports that said they're going to have tuberculosis. And I said, no, we're going to pray. And they ain't going to have it. And we'd pray, and it'd come out. Well, I don't know what happened to it, but it's all gone. I don't know where the spots went. We don't know what happened. We don't know where the markers went, what changed. But the count's gone down, and I guess whatever. I don't know what it is, but I know God's a healer. I know God's a miracle worker. I know God can do anything. I believe God can do anything. Hallelujah. Amen. But this is what I come to preach about. That's not the best part. That ain't even the part that God said rejoice over. God said if you want a real reason to have a real party, rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Let me tell you what ought to really make you rejoice. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And a little light from heaven filled my soul. He filled my heart with love, and he wrote my name above. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want a reason to rejoice, People wonder why Pentecostal apostolic people are so exuberant. They think we're all ADHD. But what we are is really HG. Man, it's something that happens to people when they repent of their sins and they start lifting their hands to Jesus saying, God, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. Amen. And something happens to them. Amen. You can be the quietest, shyest, most reserved person. But when the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you, it's hard to sit still. And it's hard to be quiet. I believe in Holy Ghost parties. My pastor always says, welcome to the party. Amen. Some people don't like him saying that, but it don't bother me. You know why? Because I like parties. See, parties need a theme, though. They need a reason. They need an underlying event that causes the party. Hey, come on. Today's my birthday. I don't know if y'all knew that, but I don't have room for everybody. I would say come to the house, but I don't have not enough parking. Amen. The well may run dry too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to say that anyway. But all parties need an underlying theme. Well, I may say it. It wasn't me that said it. I don't know if y'all remember Hal Harden. He was a great friend of mine. He was starting service one time. You'd have to know my pastor. He's real just proper and kind of professional, just really refined guy. And he had Hal Harden starting service. And he said, man, I love y'all. I love every one of y'all. Y'all are my friends. I would love to have you at the house, but I'm on a septic tank, and I don't think it could handle all y'all. Brother Holmes is like, anyway, you got to laugh every now and then. I mean, parties, they got to have an underlying reason why you have a party. Amen. The world's having parties because somebody makes a touchdown or somebody intercepts or whatever they do. The world has parties, you know, to listen to music and all that stuff. But Jesus said, I want you to rejoice. He said, I want you to have a party. Not because of the works that happened, but I want you to rejoice that you used to be lost. But now, your name is written in heaven. There ain't nobody got a right to praise the Lord like the Holy Ghost, tongue talking, born again church of the living God. Somebody ought to praise him right now. Hallelujah. You may have walked in, you thought, boy, I need a raise. There may be things weighing on you. I wish I could change. I got something that should override everything that's weighing on you. Everything you're worried about. Hey, man, we got something we can praise God for. Our name is written down. Our name. Come on. Come on, we're going to let God do a little work right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I remember what it felt like to be lost. I remember what it felt like to not have the peace of God in my spirit. What an awful feeling it was. Amen. Especially being around a bunch of apostolic people. Amen. Full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I remember the awful empty feeling that I had. Amen. Thinking, I wonder what they've got. I wonder what it feels like to have that Holy Ghost like they got. But let me tell you, amen, 20-something years ago, I figured out what it felt like to get the Holy Ghost. Amen. And since that day, amen, I can't help it, but I'm going to rejoice every day of my life. Hey, I'm preaching to somebody. You may be sick in your body, but you got a reason to rejoice because your name is written down. Somebody needs to praise Him. Somebody needs to get your mind off your trouble. You need to get your mind off your paycheck. Get your mind off what you got to do tomorrow. It'll weigh you down. There's somebody in this room. You need to get happy. You need to get excited. Come on, there's a book up there. There's a real book. And it's got... Hallelujah. What has it got to do to make you happy? What has God got to do to get you to rejoice? Boy, I feel Jesus in this place. You don't really understand the battle that I'm in. I don't understand yours, but I got to feed myself. Amen. But how could I be sad when my name is written down? Trying to figure out how to do this, Pastor. I'm trying to... praise God. Jesus said, I'm not talking about a message I come up with. I'm talking about what Jesus said, Sister Fernal. This was Jesus said. He said, rejoice. Boy, we had great church. Thank the Lord. We had great church. Oh, there were chains broken. Thank God they were broken. They come back. Jesus, man, we cast out a bunch of devils. He said, well, good. That ain't nothing to get all excited about. You ought to get excited. You think about when you had nothing to offer God. He took a chance on you. And he grabbed his big old ink pen. And he began to draw you. He began to pull you. And then he gave a preacher a message to preach to you. And he's hoping, I hope they get convicted. And I hope they get up and run to that altar. And the whole time God was watching. I'm talking about when you got the Holy Ghost. I ain't talking about everybody else. I'm talking about when you got it. And God was watching. And he grabs his pen. And he's saying, we're about to party. Hey, let me tell you what the Bible said. We may not get excited, but the Bible said the angels in heaven rejoice when he grabs that pen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this morning, there was a backslider on the second row. She made her way out. And I always got this little thing, if I feel like I'm going to scare people, I usually grab people around them too, and I say, let's just pray together. If I can get them to close their eyes and bow their head, I'm fixing to put my hand on their head, and I ain't letting go. She does. I I know when I started moving my hand, I know he grabbed his pen. Because I felt something in my spirit say, she about to speak in tongues. So I kept on shaking till he got his pen ready. And he started writing her name down. And then she started speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then there was a, they just left, but they're a real nice little Mormon boy. Come down to this altar crying. I said, God, get your pen ready. He's crying. Now, if they ain't crying and repenting, I got a feeling he just, he don't need heaven holding a heavy pen. But if he can get somebody praying, and I believe he was sitting there watching from heaven, saying, y'all don't let go of him. Y'all keep praying, keep encouraging him. Keep telling him. Keep telling me. Just keep on praying. Keep on praying. And about that time, he began to shake and speak in tongues. And God grabbed his pen one more time and began to write his name down. And the Bible said, rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Come on, we might as well join the angels right now. We might as well have a Holy Ghost party right now. Come on, get a hold of somebody. Say, we about to rejoice over what God has done. Hallelujah, we about to rejoice. We on our way to heaven. We about to rejoice. Come on, this is a biblically ordained party. A Bible ordained party. He said, rejoice, 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 rejoice. Come on, praise.